Wheels 104.5, classic rock. Dad really rocks. Getting ready for another Wheels comedy night coming up this Friday night at the State Theater in Bay City, as we're proud to bring in Rocky Laporte, a guy you've heard on the Bob and Tom Show. You've seen him on The Tonight Show, made a lot of appearances on TV, Comedy Central, and it's best, I guess, that he can tell you what the hell he's done. Rocky Laporte, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Stan. How about you?
I'm doing just fine, man. I love the tough guy accent. Sounds like you should have been playing on The Sopranos or something like that.
Oh, some people think it was tough. My teachers thought it was dumb. They classified it different.
Oh, that is good.
I'm not even making this up, Stan. I still ask teachers this to this day. Like, I go, hey, did you ever give anybody an F minus? And all of them say no. And I actually had two F minuses. You know how hard that's like, you failed and then some. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to go like the extra mile to get that F minus. Kids that used to get Fs used to make fun of me.
I understand. I understand that. Speaking with comedian Rocky Laporte, along with Kevin McPeak, going to be at the Estate Theater in Bay City this Friday night. Wheels1045.com for ticket information. Rocky, how did you exactly get started in the business? I know you used to do things like be a truck driver and work on the docks. How did that turn into comedy?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we kind of had an uncle in the business, you know, and he was on the radio, actually, all the time. We used to listen to him on the radio, and it wasn't really a radio. It was like a police scanner.
Okay.
And he's known as the Perp. Did you ever hear of him, Stan?
The Perp.
He was the most famous guy in our family till that point. It's like, well, maybe I should go into entertainment, you know.
Now, you grew up in the Windy City. You are a Chicago native, and yeah. I mean, they seem to make the news a lot anymore. It kind of a rough town. Was it a rough stretch for you to grow up there?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's so funny. You said the Windy City. It's so, like, I think Toto just flew by my house. Not the dog, the band. Yeah. The whole band just flew by. it was crazy. You know, this city's so, like, I remember when I was a kid, like, I grew up in this Italian, my neighborhood was so Italian, the ice cream truck used to drive around and play Godfather music. The only place you can get a bomb pop and bet the trifecta. Well, yeah, I'm sure you guys hear on the news up there how my brother's a Chicago cop, and I don't want to say the police department's corrupt, but he just got promoted from patrolman to, Don. He made Don in 2 years, Stan. Ain't that crazy?
That is. Speaking with comedian Rocky Laporte again, Wheels Comedy Night, State Theater in Bay City this Friday night. Tickets available right now at wheels1045.com. Rocky, in all seriousness, quite the impressive resume that you've had over the years. And one of the things that really jumped out at me, I mean, I've got very much a soft spot in my heart for all of our troops, and there was a time you teamed up with Drew Carey and you went over to Iraq to perform for the troops. How was that like?
Oh, it was great, Stan. Like, it was just an honor to do it, you know, and I went over there twice, and the first time when Drew asked me, it was on short notice, it was like 2 weeks, you know, and I'm like, man, how am I gonna learn Iraqi in 2 weeks? But, you know, I got the Rosetta Stone, the books on tape, and I knocked it right out, you know?
It was an eye-opening experience for you, I would imagine, to come. You go from, you know, Chicago and the United States of America to that war-torn country. What was that like?
Yeah, the first time we were there, Stan, it was about 2 weeks before they caught Saddam Hussein.
Oh, no kidding.
And we're in his hometown at Tikrit.
Okay.
And we were outside, like, in a soccer field with, like, there's like 5,000 troops out there, and we had to wear, like, a vest and helmets, and for 2 days, you could just hear, like, gunfire and artillery going off, and there's, like, 5,000 troops out there in the field, and like, hey, I go, you think it's bad here? Like, I was just in Detroit for 2 weeks. Some of the Michigan people booed, but everybody else got it.
Sure. I can understand that. Rocky Laporte, you're going to see him this Friday night at the Estate Theater in Bay City, along with special guest Kevin McPeak. Wheels Comedy Night, tickets available right now at wheels1045.com. Rocky, I would imagine growing up in Chicago, I know you're a sports fan, so big into the Bears and Bulls and Are you a White Sox Cubby fan? What's your favorite?
White Sox. You know, it's so funny, Stan. Around Christmas time, I ended up doing a party for the Cleveland Indians organization.
Really?
You know, it was their Christmas party. So when the guy introduced me, he goes, "This next guy's from Chicago." I had 400 people booing me before I even like hit the stage. And I go, "I'm a Sox fan. I was rooting for the Indians." Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a
Too
Sox
funny.
Fan.
Too funny. How'd the name Rocky come about? Is that actually your birth name? Was it after the movie? How did that all
happen? Oh, no, it's your nickname. My real name is Sugar.
Rocky Laporte, you will see him this Friday night at the State Theater in Bay City. Wheels Comedy Night tickets available right now, State Theater box office, and you can grab them through our website and get more information on Rocky Laporte at wheels1045.com. Rocky, we look forward to the show Friday night, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us, buddy.
You're welcome, Stan. It was a joy talking to you, buddy.